Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, DopeParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, want to tell you a story today to go with this audio teaching. It's called Who's Paying Your Toll? Sister Debbie and I were flying down the road in Oklahoma as we were headed south preaching the gospel. And we came across a highway, and we didn't know this. We got off the exit ramp, and it said, pay toll half a mile ahead. Well, we pulled up to the toll booth. We're scrambling to find change. We weren't prepared for it. And it got me to thinking. It really got me to thinking. We were sitting at that toll booth, and we couldn't go anywhere with the gate in front of us till we dropped our money in, paid our toll, and then we went down the road. Thankfully, we could afford it. But what about a toll that you couldn't afford, you couldn't pay? You know, mankind has a huge debt, a huge toll to pay to God because of the fallen nature and the sin that all of us have walked in. The Bible says everyone's fallen short of the glory of God in Romans. Our perfect record has been marred and stained many, many, many times. How will we ever enter in to eternity with a holy God who created us to know Him, walk with Him, when we have this stained life, sinful, unrighteous, wickedness, corrupt hearts? Hey, I got good news for you. That's the gospel. Yeah, the good news, Jesus Christ, God came in the flesh, lived a perfect life that you and I couldn't do, laid down that life as the Lamb of God, as John the Baptist said, poured out His blood for the forgiveness of sins, Hebrews 9:22. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Went to the cross, laid down His life, shed His blood, then resurrected on the third day, defeating death, paid for sin, defeated death. That's the beginning of the good news of the gospel. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Isn't that beautiful? What glorious good news. Christ alone paid the debt. But here's the problem that you have, and I used to have. It's not an open-ended payment. It's not available to just anyone. It is not unconditional. Right? It is very conditional. And that's where the gospel, the good news, comes down to. How do you apply it to your account? How do you get this toll, this debt paid for you? Well, you can't live in open sin and rebellion. You can't live your own life. Jesus said you must lose your life to find life in Him. So what's the answer? Well, the answer is you have to turn, place your faith in Christ and His finished work, then turn, repent, change your mind, change your ways. God will give you a new heart and a new mind. You're born again. Then the fruit that you're born again is you begin to follow after God in holiness and obedience, obeying His word, come out of the world, come out of man-made religion, and endure in the faith. That's how you apply the gospel, good news of Christ, to your life. That's how you get your debt, your toll paid, is by walking and following and maintaining your saving faith. Faith and works go together. Go read the book of James. It's not an open-ended payment. Again, you can't live in willful sin and expect Christ to cover your debt. Hebrews 10:26 tells us that. Any sin we live in willfully is not covered. You know, I saw something. Let me tie this together. As we were waiting in line at the gate, I saw people flying down the highway that didn't have to stop. And Sister Debbie reminded me that they have a little card on their car, and it's red with a laser. They can go 70 miles an hour through the toll booth, and it pays their debt. Why? Why is their toll paid? They have an account that they maintain every single month to make sure it's got enough money in it. They pay the toll so they don't have to throw the money out each time. But you know what? They have to maintain that account. It's not a one-time thing. They must have a good standing in order for that toll to be paid. Otherwise, they're going to get arrested and they can't drive on the highway no more. Now think about that. It's not any different with God. In fact, it's greater, because the Bible warns about don't trample the blood of Christ for what he's done. Receive it, walk in it, place your faith in Christ, and then yes, you must maintain your saving faith, which is carried out in how you live your life, how you obey him, how you're following after him. Faith and works go together. 1 John 1:6-7. If we say that we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, that would be sin. We lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, that would be the truth. As he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Did you catch that? You must be in the light, like Noah was in the ark. How do you get in the light? Through the gospel and repentance and being born again, and then walking in the truth. Rebellion against God puts you on the outside of his grace. You must repent and live holy and obedient as fruit that you know him. Hey, glory to God for the toll, the debt that was paid for his repentive saints. Now, the question I have for you today is, are you born of Christ? Not religion, not being a better person than the next guy. Are you born again? And then as the fruit, you say, yeah, I am. Are you following Christ in holiness and obedience, knowing his word, keeping his word, coming out of the world, pagan holidays, Christmas is coming, pagan holidays, coming out of false gospels, worldliness, carnality, politics, stripping your life down to follow Jesus Christ? Or are you just driving down the road like those people with that pass, toll pass, I guess they call it, and you're not maintaining your account? And you think, I'm fine, I'm just flying down the highway, I haven't maintained my account for months. And all of a sudden, the flashing lights come on, and it's judgment day just down the road. I don't want to see you judged by a holy God. Repent today. Make sure your debt's going to be paid by the risen Savior. Cling to him. Throw yourself at the mercy of him. Then follow him and obey with all your heart. Repent and obey the gospel today so that your toll, your debt, can be covered. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. I hope that was a blessing to you. We are in Texas preaching the gospel. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to our teaching blog every day, trying to pour out material to edify the saints. Why? We love God. We love our neighbor. Shoot us an email. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Till next time, have a glorious day and embrace this wonderful risen Savior that's paid a toll and a debt that we never could. May God be praised.